This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to answer a question that I got asked, and I get this question a lot. They want to know, why do they ruin birthdays and holidays? Or why do they destroy special occasions? You've got to understand the mindset of the narcissist. If it's not all about the narcissist doesn't like when anybody else gets attention, like for instance, birthdays. When it comes to birthdays, unless it's the narcissist's birthday, then, you know, everybody should bow down to the narcissist. You know, they are the king and queen and they let you know it. It's their birthday and they're talking about their birthday, you know, before the birthday happens, after the birthday happens. But they don't like to celebrate other people's birthdays for a couple of different reasons. One, it means that the attention is on somebody else, and the narcissist has a constant need for the attention to be on them. They don't like, even if it's not a birthday, they don't like when anybody else gets attention. And this is a sign that you could be dealing with a narcissist. If you're ever with a narcissist and you start complimenting somebody else or flattering somebody else, look at that narcissist's face. If they look really angered by it or bothered by it, then they don't like the fact that you're giving somebody else attention and they want all the attention on them, okay? That's why a lot of narcissists don't want you to have anything to do with other people in your life, maybe friends, family, because you're giving your attention to somebody else. They don't like when you give the attention to kids, even their own kids. They get jealous of that. So narcissists in general are very jealous people, okay? This is the root of why they do what they do, is because of jealousy. They're jealous of other people, and the last thing they want to see is somebody else happy, okay? Because deep down, let's think about the root of what's going on with the narcissist. Deep down, they are an unhappy person that is not, you know, satisfied with themselves. Subconsciously, this is what's going on. They may not consciously recognize that they're unhappy, but subconsciously, they're very unhappy. This is why they do everything that they do. You know, they're always bragging, or they want to get the attention, or they want to look like the good guy because they're worried about their image. Narcissists are completely worried about their image. So when it comes to a birthday, there's two reasons why a narcissist hates other people's birthdays. One is because the attention is on somebody else, and two, they don't want to have to give. They don't want to give somebody else a gift. They don't want to give somebody a gift and not get something back. A narcissist is a taker. In general, they're a taker. So they don't like to give to anybody else unless they know they're getting something back and they're getting something back that is bigger, okay? So a lot of times in a relationship, in the beginning stages of a relationship, a narcissist could give. Not all narcissists, but some of them can give. And the reason that they do that is to, you know, make you feel guilty later on. They may buy you little things. They may do nice things for you. This is all in the beginning of the relationship. So that later on, when you question them breaking your boundaries or doing something that you don't like, they could throw that in your face and say, well, don't you remember I did this? Or I did everything for you. Okay. This is to lay a guilt trip on you later on, because a narcissist wants you to be indebted to them. Okay. You owe the narcissist. So a narcissist does not want to give gifts, because a lot of narcissists are cheap as well. They don't want to give. They don't want to give unless they know they're getting something back. Now, when it comes to holidays, one of the reasons I believe that narcissists, you know, ruin holidays or don't like holidays is because it's a constant reminder of their childhood. A lot of times narcissists, they came from, you know, trauma-based homes. So, you know, they felt like they weren't in control, or they maybe growing up, you know, holidays were not a happy time because they had a narcissistic parent, or, you know, they weren't celebrated or happy or something like that. So it's a constant reminder of that unhappiness from their childhood. Or if you're dealing with an entitled child, they may feel like they never got everything that they should have gotten. Because an entitled child never had boundaries, nothing is ever enough for that child. So they don't appreciate whatever little thing that you do. It's never good enough. Entitled children, even though they were spoiled as kids, you know, they didn't know how to, they never were taught how to value something. So it's always not enough. And later on, when they have birthdays and everything, they get disappointed because they feel like they should get the world. You know, nothing is ever enough. They compare themselves to maybe very rich people or other people that have a lot, and they feel entitled. So when their needs, when they don't get those kind of things, they get disappointed. So it's like an unhappy period for them. So narcissists, they also are miserable people that hate to see other people happy. And a lot of people can be happy on a holiday, and it bothers them. It bothers them because of that emptiness inside them. They hate to see other people happy, okay? Narcissists can't stand it. It's really a sickness, because they like when other people are suffering, because it makes them feel like, you know, they're not alone, okay? It's misery loves company. So a narcissist, you know, they will dread holidays. They will dread birthdays because it's a celebration. It's a celebration. And unless they're the ones that are, you know, in the limelight, they're not going to want to do it. What narcissists do a lot of times when it's somebody's birthday is they don't even bring it up. They won't bring it up to, you know, oh, well, your birthday's coming up or something. They won't even say anything, because it bothers them that it's your day, okay? Or it bothers them that it's somebody else's day. So a lot of times, like even if a narcissist goes to a birthday party, sometimes they could sit there with a face on or be sullen. They want to ruin the day. They want to pick on something. Why? Because they don't have control. It's somebody else's day. They want to be the ones that have the control. So in order to control the situation, they've got to ruin the day. And if it's a narcissist's birthday, another way that they may ruin the day, okay, because even though it's their birthday, some narcissists may be okay on their birthday and other narcissists won't be, because they have that need for that constant control, okay? So that means when it's their birthday and you give them a gift, or it's a special occasion and you give them a gift, they're going to make a face. So they may not like the gift, or they may make a snide remark and say something like, oh, you know, is that all you could get? Or, you know, you really, you know, didn't think much on this gift or something. They may even make a snide remark and make you feel bad about anything you got for them. And that's their way to control the situation. Why? So now you have to kiss up even more to them, because nothing is enough for the narcissist. They constantly want you to kiss up to them. So it's like this, you guys. When you're dealing with a narcissist, they can make your life a misery when it comes to special occasions, birthdays, holidays, even when it's their own kid's birthday, okay? It bothers them as well because the kid is getting attention and they're not getting attention. So a way that a narcissist gets that attention on a birthday, a holiday, a special occasion is to nitpick and start a fight. They like to start a fight. They like to ruin somebody's day because in fighting, it gives them a sense of power. They're going to tell you what you did wrong. They're going to nitpick on the things you did at the party, or they're going to complain about the food, or they're going to complain about somebody at the party. They're always going to nitpick and be miserable because they're unhappy inside and they don't want to see other people happy and they want to ruin the day because they don't want to see you happy when they're miserable. So they're horrible, horrible people to celebrate holidays and birthdays on because of their need for perfectionism, okay? They always have to have things perfect. And there is no such thing as perfectionism, but a narcissist will always nitpick and find something wrong with something. And you see this a lot in families, like when you have a family get together, a celebration or something, who's the one that's causing the problems? The narcissist. They're nitpicking about the food. They're nitpicking about the house if it's clean. They're nitpicking about what you have on. They're nitpicking about the gifts. They're nitpicking because somebody didn't say hello to them, okay? They always have a beef with somebody, okay? They always gotta complain about somebody because they get agitated very, very easily. Narcissists get agitated very easily when they're around happy people, okay? It bothers them when they are around happy people. Understand this. Because it makes them feel even worse about themselves. So in order to control this, they've got to pick on something and start a fight. And then in starting a fight, they're ruining everybody's day. And on top of that, everybody's trying to appease them, kiss up to the narcissist, and make them happy so that they could have peace, okay? Narcissists don't want peace. They want upheaval so that they could feel in control, okay? In control, because they don't have peace internally within themselves. Inside themselves, again, they're unhappy. They're never satisfied. A lot of this is rooted out of their childhood. They either came from a trauma-based home, or they were the entitled child, or they never felt like they got enough. And so there's that underlying unhappiness that they had growing up. And when these holidays come, it could be a constant reminder of what they went through and what they didn't get as a child, okay? Either it was unhappy times in their childhood around holidays or birthdays, or they felt like they had no control, all right? Or they felt like they never got enough. If they were the entitled child, they never got enough, so they don't appreciate anything. So these are the reasons why narcissists, you know, they feel that need to constantly ruin holidays, spoil everybody's day, because, you know, now they feel better about themselves because you feel low. They're not alone. See, narcissists don't want to feel low and alone. They want to know that, misery loves company. They want to know that somebody else is suffering the way that they're suffering. Again, it's a sick mindset. And again, narcissists are going to downplay birthdays and holidays. They may not even want to do them. They may tell you something like, well, I don't do birthdays, or I don't believe in gift giving, or something along those lines. Why? Because it's a constant reminder of unhappiness for them, or they're cheap and they don't want to have to give, or they don't want to see anybody else celebrate their day. These are all the reasons that the narcissist ruins birthdays, they ruin holidays, they even ruin weddings. I've seen narcissists ruin weddings because of table assignments for the table where they didn't get the table that they wanted to get, so they came to the wedding with a face on and ruined the wedding, okay? They ruin these people's wedding because of their need of control in calling the shots at the wedding, okay? And if you ever have a wedding with a narcissist, it is a nightmare. This is why there's fights at weddings, because the need for control. Oh, I don't want you inviting this one. Oh, I don't want to, you know, have this kind of food. Oh, I don't want to sit next to this person, okay? There's a constant need for control in special occasions. Control about who's there, control about food, control about how people behave and react to the narcissist. If people don't kiss up to the narcissist is going to have a problem and put on a face or be nasty or rude or something along those lines, okay? So there's so many factors hinging on the narcissist to make them happy, okay? And narcissists remember other occasions in their past that weren't happy. So when it comes to occasions, they look at it as an unhappy type of period. And they may even have had a childhood where they had narcissistic parents that made their holidays and birthdays miserable as well, okay? So if they came from a home where, you know, holidays were always fights, guess what? Now that narcissist may do the same thing. That doesn't mean every narcissist does that, okay? I'm not saying every narcissist that comes from a home where there was fighting on the holidays and special occasions is going to do that. No, not necessarily. And it doesn't mean that if you're not a narcissist and you came from that, you're going to do that. But some narcissists replicate what their parents did. Some, okay? Remember, we're not talking in absolutes. So don't come back at me and say, well, you know, my narcissistic parent did that, but we're not talking about you. We're talking about the narcissist that replicates their toxic narcissistic parent that destroyed their holidays and birthdays, okay? So when you're dealing with a narcissist and you see that they have a problem with special occasions, holidays, and birthdays, take a deep dive into that person's background, you know, their childhood, and try to understand where they came from, what their, you know, family life was like, what their holidays were like. Did they celebrate? Were they miserable? Was there fighting? Was there trauma? That could be, all right, I'm not saying it is, but that could be a reason why they act like that with you, okay? And again, the big thing that you got to remember when you're dealing with a narcissist is it's all about them getting that attention. So the narcissist, if they're not getting the attention, they're not going to be happy, okay? So I hope that explains to you, you know, a little bit why narcissists do what they do with, you know, special occasions, why they destroy special occasions, why they ignore birthdays or they don't want to do birthdays and holidays and everything like that, okay? It's, you know, if it's not about them, they're not for it. And even if it is about them, they'll find, you know, something to complain about because their expectations are through the roof and they have to nitpick in order to have control and feel like they have the power. So they'll pick on something. That's why a lot of times too, even if it's the narcissist's birthday and you give them a gift, they may not even appreciate it or thank you for it. Or they'll give you a half-assed thank you, like, oh, thank you, you know, because they expect so much. They expect the top of the top. And if you're not delivering it, then they're going to, you know, they'll dismiss your gift or they'll just give you, you know, a little short thank you, you know, oh, thank you, you know, an unappreciative thank you. Because their expectations are so high because they feel they have this need to feel that they are the kings and queens and all hail the kings and queens. Here are the royal jewels, okay? That's basically what it is, okay? Their expectations to be treated like the red carpet. And if it's not that, they're still not happy because nothing is enough for the narcissist. Understand this. Nothing is ever enough for the narcissist because they are empty, fractured souls inside. So no matter what you do for that narcissist on the birthdays or holidays, they will always have something to nitpick about, okay? And it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with the fact that you're dealing with a person who's never satisfied, never happy. This is why it is impossible to satisfy or be happy with a narcissist, because they are never happy. Okay? I hope that helps you. If it does, hit the subscribe button. And you guys, please share the podcast, spread the word. The more awareness that is out there, the more the narcissist can't play their tricks and manipulation on people. Okay? So we want to build awareness. So please share the podcast and don't forget to subscribe if you've enjoyed the podcast. Have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.